I think the fundamental disruption that the cloud is creating is based on instant access to compute and infinite storage. So open source is a first-class citizen on Azure. In fact, that's been one of the guiding principles of Azure now for many years. Our culture has been transforming and embracing open source across lots of different vectors in Azure. When you take a look at the cloud world, SOA architectures are just too slow and monolithic for the kind of rapid innovation and evolution of applications that's necessary today. Well, so when we sat down, we heard lots of customers saying they wanted some kind of container service, the ability to deploy Docker containers to Azure. And when we looked around at our alternatives, build something ourselves, take something from open source, it became clear that those customers that actually had containers in production were largely running Mesos. Mesos, proven technology, open standard, basically open community, right? De facto standard now for large scale clusters of containers and microservices. And so we decided to work closely with Mesos, who we already worked with in the past, to develop our container service using open source technologies out of the box. And that gave us a few things. One, obviously the innovations of the open source community go right into our container service. Another one is that those customers that do adopt Mesos have this portability and flexibility of an application that runs in their own environment. They can easily move up into Azure using our Azure Container as a Service, or vice versa, dev test in the cloud and bring it back to on-prem. So we just saw a lot of advantages of not going the role it ourselves, but really working with the community and technologies that have already got a lot of momentum, and we heard a lot of customers asking for. A single developer with just a small pocketbook of budget can go and do projects like this that used to cost millions of dollars 5 years ago. So this is one of the things I'm especially proud of, is Microsoft isn't just playing lip service to open source or taking open source and then putting it in behind a black box and never giving back to the community. We are embracing what is the true nature of open source, which is community. And so that means that we're contributing back any innovations that we make to open source projects. We're one of the top contributors to Docker, for example. We're one of the top contributors to Hadoop, for example. We've also introduced an MVP program for open source. So MVPs get recognized for their expertise in open source and helping the community run open source technologies on top of Azure. We're pushing all our source code for our SDKs and our client libraries up into GitHub and allowing the community to make contributions to it. So that's part of the culture that we've developed inside of Microsoft. It also means first-class support, which includes making sure our support engineers are all well-versed in Linux and other open source technologies. It means things like partnerships with Red Hat, where our engineers are sitting next to their engineers to support Red Hat Linux on top of Microsoft, things that where people couldn't imagine it just a few years ago. So it's really across the board, a big cultural transformation in the last few years at Microsoft, embracing open source deeply across the whole stack.